Back home, a group of top AIDS researchers and clinicians is calling on the federal government to commit to an elimination strategy, saying HIV transmission can be eradicated by 2025. Every year, about 900 people are still being diagnosed with HIV in Australia. Darryl O'Donnell is the CEO of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations and part of a delegation that will be representing the recommendations to the federal parliament later this morning. He joins me in our Parliament House studios. Darryl, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
You're here. The message is we're on the brink of being able to eliminate HIV. Now, I think for many decades, we've not thought we'd be ever able to say that. So how close are we?
It's extraordinary. So we're now just entering the fifth decade of HIV. But today we have all of the tools, all of the technology we need to bring the epidemic to an end. We've got very effective tests that are rapid and quick. We have effective treatment so that a person with HIV is diagnosed early and starts treatment will live a normal life expectancy. And we've also got this once-a-day prevention pill that's extraordinarily effective and complements condoms and other forms of prevention so that people can stay safe from HIV.
Okay, so with all of that, we should be able to control it. Elimination is another thing. What are the elements there that would eliminate?
Well, elimination means really doubling down to get the job done. So the risk today is that we sort of coast. We accept 900 cases in Australia as a pretty good job. And that we don't actually go that extra mile in order to bring those numbers right down to very, very low levels. And the cost of not doing that is astonishing. HIV is a very expensive disease to treat, and there's a human cost as well. So we've done the numbers for this plan that we're presenting to government and to the political parties. Every person who gets diagnosed with HIV, around $250,000 in lifetime costs. At 900 people a year, that's a lot of money needlessly spent over a very short period of time if we don't act.
And how much would it cost us to act? What sort of investment are you calling for that you think would be able to get us to essentially what we'd describe as elimination?
So this plan calls for $53 million in additional investment each year, which is actually a fraction.
Small amount.
It's tiny. It's really tiny. And the opportunity to say, right, we're going to grab hold of this and we're going to end this epidemic, it's a real opportunity.
Why do you think that is not the goal in sort of the minds of the public health experts and ministers around the country? I mean, we seek hard to eliminate other things. Is it different with HIV in your view?
In some ways, it's new. It's new that we're this close. We haven't always had these tools, but now we do. And that's why it's really important not to accept the status quo, for us to say, no, we can get the job done. And COVID-19 also really reminds us that actually, you know, with an infectious disease, that it's not done until it's done. You know, half a dozen cases of community transmission of COVID is enough to shut down a state economy. And we need to think about HIV in the same way, that while ever we have community transmission, we have a problem that is not yet under control.
When you say in some ways it's new, are you saying you don't think the decision makers are actually aware of the progress that's been made? Like, how quick has this been? And what is the big game changer, the PrEP, of course, the pill, but also the testing, the rapid testing?
Rapid testing.
Why is that a game changer?
Because people can now confidently step forward, get their test and get their test results very, very quickly. And particularly for people who are at higher risk of HIV, the need to test regularly is very important. And it is hard for, you know, if you're a person who's well and is looking after their health, going and seeing a doctor a couple of times a year for a test for HIV, that's actually hard for people to do. So we're looking for all of the different ways to make it easier for people to access a test and for people to stay safe.
Is there another element that if it's not so much in the public consciousness because the cases aren't high, that people who might be vulnerable to it, who could very well be infected, it's not in their consciousness either, so that's why they're not stepping forward to get a test?
In fact, it's a bit of the reverse. One of the really things that we can be very proud of is actually that people who are most affected by HIV, particularly gay and bisexual men, testing rates are up. Prevention strategies are up, treatment is up. So, 5 decades in, You know, people are really working hard to try and protect themselves and others.
So where are those 900 infections annually then?
They're still occurring. Gay and bisexual men still carry the burden of HIV. That's part of the success. We always did very well to contain HIV largely to that population. But particularly for people who don't have the best access to primary health care, people who are newly arrived in Australia, might be here as international students, might be here as workers, people who don't have English as a first language. Navigating our health system can be hard, and we're finding that people further out from the inner cities, in suburban areas, in outer suburban areas, and regional and rural settings, their risks are not coming down in the way that we need to see.
And is that to do about resources, or is that to do about stigma?
It's a bit of both.
Tell me about the stigma, because we every time we've done interviews around HIV for decades now, we talk about the stigma.
HIV is really different today to what it was, but you know, when it comes close to our lives, if we have a loved one who is concerned about their risk and is waiting on a test result or is diagnosed, you know, it comes back. You know, HIV is still something that frightens many of us in the community. It shouldn't, but it does. And stigma really is a practical problem. It's not just a problem of how people feel, although that's very impactful. It's practical. It means that a person might hesitate when they see their doctor to ask for a test because they're concerned about judgment. But actually, it's what holds doctors back from offering a test as well. We want doctors to feel really comfortable to say, look, I just want to throw in a HIV test to
check really bring it into the public health sphere, isn't it?
Exactly. But stigma holds all of those things back. So we need to update the story, all be on the same page, that we can get the job done, that there's no need to feel judged, that for people who are sexually active, a HIV test is a very good thing to do. And to get the job done to end HIV transmission.
It's a good news story, but it's a public health story too. It looks like we're nearly there. Daryl, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Daryl O'Donnell is the CEO of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations, and the group's members are in town today lobbying federal politicians to try and invest to get that last bit done, get over the line to eliminate HIV. For many decades, we never thought we'd be at that point.